Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Welcome to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about in His hands, trusting God with our lives. Have you ever trusted and yielded to others who supposedly love you only to find yourself hurt, weary, or burdened? Well, many of us have, and our Father God longs for us to trust and yield to Him. He loves us, and we in turn should trust Him. Not my words, but the words of our guest today, Terry Williams, where he's going to talk about his ministry, His Will, Not Mine, and about the available books that they have in their store, in their bookstore. We have a commercial break brought to you today by Just Touch 360. That's justtouch360.org. So let me bring on our special guest. We have 15 minutes of motivation for you today. So without any further ado, let's bring Terry on the line. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. So we are talking about God and trust, trusting Him. So tell us about how did you start your ministry of His Will, Not Mine?
It goes back to the relationship with me and the Lord started. It was I said I started a relationship with the Lord when I became sick and tired of being sick and tired. A lot of, believers or Christians go through that sometimes. And I turned my will and my life over to the care of a God that I didn't really know and understand, like many men in the Old Testament did. We see pictures of that with Abraham and Moses, a couple examples there. They turned their will and their lives over to the care of a God they didn't really know and understand. So their calling was, you know, brought about, but there's a lot of us that go through life that don't ever do it. So once I did it, he put people on my path to show me that He would do for me what I couldn't do for myself along the way. And then through it all, after about 15, 16 months, He willed me to move five times, five different places in 16 months. And after that, He settled me. And it says, after you have suffered for a while, that He would perfect, strengthen, establish, and settle you. That's what the scripture tells us. And He did exactly that. But there was an undoing of my self-reliance along the way. I left it all behind. And He had to take me on a journey to show me that He would. So when I tapped into what He was doing for me that I couldn't do for myself, and I realized He would if I just keep myself out of the way, because I started trusting Him more than I trusted me, there was some pretty awesome stuff started happening in my life. So at the end of all of that, you know, He left some things in place in my life like any parent would do towards a kid. If the things that are in your life, I call it a pile of self, is what He's taught me. I had a pile of self financially. I had a pile of self in relationships. I had a pile of self in the schedule I thought I was supposed to keep. I had a pile of self that had been generated through self-driven interest. And I had a pile of self based on the time and that I'm supposed to hold it all together. So that's that word first. If you take it and break it down, it's finances, interest, relationship, schedule, and timing. That's it. When I turned my will and my life over to His care, it was an undoing that He was going to do to undo it all so He could release me from the bondage of self and all the attributes that go along with it. With fear, doubt, anxiety, fear of people, fear of money, fear of not having for doubts for tomorrow, fear of insecurities when it comes to money and things like that. He worked in every area of those aspects of my life, just like any parent would do towards a kid, to let them know that their security, they are secure in the hands of a loving parent. He did the same thing with me. So
well,
after
Terry,
all that,
we need to take a very short break right here. I'm so sorry to cut you off, but we need to take a very short break right here. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will come back, and Terry will continue to tell us about his will, not mine, his ministry. We'll be back right after this.
Over the next 5 years, families will spend between $5,000 and $35,000 on sports commitments for their children. Hoping they will be good enough to obtain some sort of college scholarship assistance. Now imagine trying to set up potential recruiting stops, scholarship applications, and career assessment guidance. So many avenues of information to track down and pursue. Wouldn't it be nice if there's an app that did the heavy lifting for you? Let me point you to your app store and search for Just Touch on Android or Just Touch 360 on your iPhone for a multifaceted student scholarship and sports recruiting scholarship app that will not only help you to navigate the scholarship world, but provide your student real-time assistance with internships and career placement consultation. Just Touch will also assist your student with applications and partial sports scholarships to include volleyball, AAU basketball, football, soccer, golf, lacrosse, track, tennis, and cheerleading. Save $3 on a coffee or a soda. Use that $3 to download the Just Touch app and explore the offerings that can save you time and money. Try to put your student on the right path for academic and athletic opportunities. Interested in contributing to the nonprofit Just Touch 360? Visit JustTouch360.org to learn more today. That's JustTouch360.org.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are talking about trust and God today. My guest is Terry Williams, and his ministry is His Will, Not Mine. And of course, you can find that online at HisWillNotMineMinistry.com. Well, Terry, what are, you know, people hear all of the encouraging ways because most people have some form of testimony as to how God has come into their lives. But for that person out there that may be struggling with how to deal with the day to day, and they feel that God may or may not really be in their lives, like they know that God exists, but is he really in my life? What would you say to the person that says, how can we know that God cares for us in our day-to-day life?
Well, to find that out, it's just like a parent towards a kid or a child towards a parent. A child actually finds out how much a parent cares for them by the action that they take on their behalf. The child actually backs their belief up that the parent loves them by trusting them with their life in their hands. It's the same setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any different. Jesus said it, and Jesus said it when he said, let's do the Lord's Prayer, and he's talking about a prayer. He started the sentence off with our Father. That's parent to child. Mm-hmm. Those are two easy little simple words, but very, very profound. And if you can actually, like the Lord took me, he actually set me down and made me do a diagnosis of where my trust was actually at. If we can get, as he got me to get, and I want to say this very, very butt-naked honest with the Lord, okay? You get like that with the Lord, he's going to show you that, hey, this is what you're doing. This is how you're running your life, or this is how you're living, and this is what my word says. And I'm as good as my word. If you want to be and do and have everything I've prepared for you, you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. The Bible tells us about, you know, Jesus even said, he said, if any man ever follow me, he ought to deny himself, okay? Well, part of denying yourself is to deny the trust that you put in yourself. Come on now. Come on now.
So then would you say that God has a plan? You know how people always say, well, I don't know what my purpose is or what God has planned for me. But would you ultimately say that God does have a plan for our lives?
Yes. Yeah, he does. Well, take this. If they're believers, just say they're believers. Do you believe that he has planned for a place for you to be for all of eternity? They say, yeah. As they call that heaven, right? Don't you think that same being can hear you down here? Come on now. I'm just going to get straight with you. Come on now. You know, I mean, Jesus even said,
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. They were talking about the food, what shall we eat, what shall we wear, all of that. Mm-hmm. He told them examples. Mm-hmm. He said, look at the birds of the air. He said, look how much he takes care of them. Now, that's an animal, but the creator is taking mm-hmm. care of his creation. You see it?
Yeah.
And Paul mm-hmm. said they had problems mm-hmm. because they were worshiping the creation instead of the creator.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you've got a parent that has created two men, or one man and woman come together, right, and they have a baby, so they created the baby. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? So the role for the creator, mom and dad, is to take care mm-hmm. of his creation. Okay. So
right.
in a human being, the child towards a parent has to believe and trust in the creator
mm-hmm.
because the creator is very, 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 very aware that that
mm-hmm.
child needs their help. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the Bible tells
mm-hmm.
us we live in a fallen world. The Bible tells us that we live in a world that's under the sway of the wicked one. Come on now. Don't you think
mm-hmm.
you might need a little help while you're down here? He knows that. He knows that. He says, yeah, I know you do. As a matter of
mm-hmm.
fact, I love you so much, too, that I live inside you. That's how close I am to you.
Right,
how much
right.
How much closer do you want him? He's living inside of you. Come on, now. For real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm,
know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, it's trusting and yielding to him who is love. God is love, okay? Agape in Greek, that's what it is. Agape, you look it up and suck it. It's a being has compassion and compassion for the kids. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, the New Testament was written in Greek, most of it. You flip it over and freaking translate it ourselves. We got Google. Google it. Look it up.
You know, right,
that really,
right.
Will he really do those things for me? If you've not had loving
mm-hmm.
parents, he's going to be the best parent you could ever have. If you've had loving parents, you can understand his role.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if
mm-hmm.
you grow up and you start running your own show, you
mm-hmm.
become self-reliant, because self is a subtle foe. It is the most subtle form of pride, is self-reliance.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's right. You hit the nail on the head there. Well, listeners, I give you time to contemplate that. I need to go to a very quick break, and this is from our sponsor today, Professional Pastors. This is from Professional Pastors Listeners. We'll be back right after this.
Need more exposure for your Christian events, products, and services? The Professional Pastors Resource Guide offers a digital magazine for Christian ministries to brand their product, books, church tools, resources, supplies, and events. Also get exclusive updates and news from Christian leaders and more from around the globe. To learn more, go to www.theprofessionalpastors.com and get your first 2 months free. The Professional Pastors is a St. Petersburg Global Ministries.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking to my special guest, Terry Williams, and his ministry is called His Will, Not Mine. You can find him notmineministry.com. So we have about a minute left in the show, Terry. I give you this opportunity to share with our listeners what is something that they can take away with them right now.
I would have to say, get honest with yourself. Do you trust yourself when you trust the Lord? It's a real honest question. It takes us getting honest with ourselves and with him. And if you can answer that question honestly, from there you can sit back and see what fruits you're bearing in your life right now from all of the trust and where you're putting it at. And if you look at the fruit and you really weigh it for what it is, and to see if you live in fear, anxiety, doubt, envy, malice, jealousy, anger, broke financially, spiritually bankrupt, you can get honest like I did, then you can possibly make a decision to say, okay, I'm going to start putting some of this in the Lord's hands and see what he'll do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes a little bit, because, mm-hmm. I mean, even a couple of things, you know, even though serenity, people don't know it. God grant me the serenity, except the things I cannot change, courage, change things I can, and wisdom know the difference, you know. But the rest of the prayer goes on. Some people don't know it. It says it, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the way to peace, taking as he did, as Jesus, this sinful world, as it is, as I would have it. Trusting he will make all things right. How many things right?
Right. Thank you. Tay, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Right before we go off air, listeners, thank you for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.